The accolades were interjected throughout the evening for both the mayor and Councilmember Butwinski. Park City Senior Planner Kirsten Whetstone began by thanking the mayor.
On behalf of the planning department, we would like to thank Dana for the best, being the best mayor ever. And we have a card for you, and thank you for everything. We miss you. We love you.
Then Mayor Williams addressed the packed room and thanked both staff and the community for the last 12 years of service.
Had a wild idea in 2001. I never thought I'd be running for office. If someone had asked me in 2000, would you ever take public office, I would have said no. During several bottles of wine with a former mayor of Salt Lake, he said, you know, step up. The worst thing that can happen is you lose, but it's worth the effort. And just looking at how we've grown, how we've evolved from the Olympics and what's happened to us, with us, has been quite a phenomenal ride.
He talked about some of the goals that the city had met during his tenure, but also some of the nuances that were most important to him.
Things like keeping us funky and maintaining a sense of the fact we still have ski bums in our town and we still have this socioeconomic diversity that we find so important are things that I'm exceedingly proud of. Looking at Quinn's Junction and the fact that that was slated for a big box commercial, and now we're a decade later, and it's an ice rink, and it's soccer fields, and it's a hospital, and it's the home of the U.S. ski team, is really quite phenomenal.
He also said he's been proud of Park City residents and their involvement in the town's affairs.
You know, I think the biggest thing actually has to do with the amount of involvement that the citizenry has here and how important that is. And that was my baby before I ran for office, was to try to make sure that people showed up and participated. And it's gotten to the point where hundreds of people are involved in various types of committees or friends of groups. And it's something that I think all of us here take great pride in.
The mayor and Councilmember Butwinski recognized several citizens who have exemplified that community involvement.
This woman, over the last several years, has learned things like no other citizen, in my opinion, and her input on a weekly basis to both the Planning Commission and City Council has been something that I think all of us are just so deeply respectful of. And so, Ruth, on behalf of me and the council, we would like to present you this. You get the box, too, which you can recycle.
And I just want to say, while Dana's doing that, Ruth, I've known you for 6 years, and I think you epitomize citizen involvement. So I'm hopeful that everybody else will take a little bit of a lesson from this and come out and get involved.
One of those was Old Town resident Ruth Meinsma.
This woman, over the last several years, has learned things like no other citizen, in my opinion, and her input on a weekly basis to both the Planning Commission and City Council has been something that I think all of us are just so deeply respectful of. And so, Ruth, on behalf of me and the council, we would like to present you this. You get the box, too, which you can recycle.
And I just want to say, while Dana's doing that, Ruth, I've known you for 6 years, and I think you epitomize citizen involvement. So I'm hopeful that everybody else will take a little bit of a lesson from this and come out and get involved.
Then again, peppered with applause and standing ovations and emotion, a recognition of longtime resident and public servant, Deer Valley's Bob Wells.
There are a few people in town that I think, as we think of history and we think of involvement, there's a handful of names that, regardless of the amount of time, have always done what they thought was absolutely the best for this community and tried to help us shine. And this gentleman has been involved from the early inception of so many different things. And so, Bob, I have been so thankful for things you have done, and you have not only moved Deer Valley to a point where it is recognized as one of the top resorts in the world, not just our country, but also your commitment to affordable housing and to the soft underbelly that makes us really what we are.
Deer Valley President Bob Wheaton also recognized Wells. After the many accolades, City Council presented Mayor Williams with a painting by local artist Bill Cranstover. And in a final official act, Mayor Williams asked the staff to advise council on whether an ordinance could be created to make Park City the first city in Utah to take an official position on allowing gay marriage. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.